You're listening to Juno Afternoon on KTOO Radio. Here's your host, Rhona McBride.
No, oh, doggone it.
That's Rhonda, Dave.
Rhonda McBride.
You've known me for years.
Yes, I have.
And how can you get my name wrong?
I don't know there. I don't know.
No, you got to let me say my thing here.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Right. You're listening to Juno Afternoon. Thanks, everyone, for joining us. I'm Rhonda McBride, and we have a red carpet guest today, singer-songwriter Hurricane Dave. Am I allowed to use your real name here? Can I say what it is?
That is my real name, Rhonda, and this is my real voice, Hurricane Dave.
No, you're putting on airs, Dave.
No, this is my PBS voice. This is my public radio voice. This is my NPR voice. This is my K2-whoa-whoa voice.
No, you're saying it incorrectly. It's K-T-O-O.
Kate, what did I say?
You said K2. It's not K2. It's K-T-O-O.
You're making fun of my speech impediment now. K-T-whoa-whoa.
We're not getting very far.
We're not.
Hurricane.
Let's call this off. I'm leaving now.
No.
I don't have to put up with this.
Well, disclosure here. I have to say that I've known Dave for many, many years, and I've felt the need for some hearty laughter. So I invited you to Juno Afternoon to cheer us up with some of your songs and witticisms.
I appreciate it, and I really had trouble driving over here. I got to a certain point, and there was nothing but water. Inside of the car, I got a little bit wet, along about halfway between Douglas and Juno. But I made it, and it was a lovely drive.
Well, we're so glad that you could make it all the way from South Central Alaska in Anchorage.
Yes.
Now, how did you get the name Hurricane Dave? It's not your real name, but you go by it.
Well, Dave is my real name. Okay, so I was playing music in Florida before I moved up to Anchorage 13 years ago. And there was this promoter who was going to get me all kinds of gigs. But he says, you need a gimmick. And there was, at that time, there was a guy named Bahama Bob, and there was a guy named Shrimp Boot Charlie or something like that. And he said, you need a name like Hurricane Dave. And I kind of liked the sound of it. And he said, yeah, we'll use that. We'll promote you as Hurricane Dave, and I'll get you all kinds of gigs. And, you know, he never got me a single gig, but I kept the name. And every time I tell the story, people nod off, just like you are now. Rhonda, get up off the floor.
Oh, I was settling in.
It's a terrible, terrible story. And over the years, I've decided maybe I should make up something interesting, but I'm not one to make things up.
You know, and I should probably stop us here before we go further, because you should come with a warning label. You never tell a lie. That much is true. But some of the things you say, people probably shouldn't believe.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, just stick around for a while, and our listeners will learn what I'm talking about.
I have been known to embellish on the truth, but as far as telling out-and-out lies, it depends on how you define lies. It depends on what your definition of is.
All right. Well, let's leave it there. We won't go into this very deeply. I want to talk about how you got to Alaska.
I got to Alaska in a black Nissan pickup truck.
And what brought you here?
The black Nissan pickup truck. Weren't you paying attention? My wife and I, bless her heart, my wife and I came up here on vacation in 2004. We took a cruise and went up the Inside Passage, saw the Mendenhall Glacier and the Salmon Bake in Juneau and the place where they grow the salmon there and all those other places. And we did the cruise, and then we did a road trip, self-guided road trip from Seward up to Denali and points in between, and just fell in love with this place. Went back to Florida, Fort Lauderdale, where we were living at the time. Over the course of the next couple of years, we decided we should be snowbirds, and so we came up in the summer of 2008 and never went back.
So, Dave, what was the song that came out of your trip to Alaska?
It was called Dance with the Wide-Eyed Chechakos or Dave and Jill's Waltz. Jill being my wife, I think. Yes, she's my wife. And the chorus is Dance with the Wide-Eyed Chechakos. It's about dancing with us. It's actually, the dance is symbolic. We weren't physically dancing. We were symbolically dancing. And I think the song speaks for itself.
Floridians on a 2-week vacation to a place that wasn't as hot. Charmed and amazed by Alaska, they came back just for the summer, they thought. But soon their surroundings seduced them. Like a bear in a snare, they were caught. Yes, they found their soulmate was the 49th state, and Fort Lauderdale they soon forgot. So dance with the wide-eyed Chechakos. Alaska's the home they hold dear. They work and they play, there's adventure each day as they waltz through the last frontier.
Dance with the Wide-Eyed Chechakos, which is a waltz, is probably one of the few serious songs on your Chechako Chronicles. The rest are kind of humorous. You know, we've got titles like A Grizzly Stole My Salmon, But She Let Me Keep My Arm.
That's a true story. Inspired by something I saw in Juneau on that first trip that I mentioned.
Tell us the backstory.
Not very interesting. We were down at the Mendenhall Glacier, or up at the Mendenhall Glacier, whichever is right. We were at the Mendenhall Glacier. And there's this elevated walkway. And you look down, and lo and behold, there is a big black bear, sow, with her three cubs, young cubs, tailing along behind her. And the sow is slapping her paw into the water and coming back up with a salmon. She's got it in her mouth, and she just slings it backwards to the cubs. And, you know, like typical kids, the little cubs just kind of nibble at it, and they get really disinterested in it quick because they get distracted by the mosquito or something like that. And this is going on. I just thought it was kind of a hilarious scene. That sort of inspired the song, even though the song took a sharp turn from there. But yeah, the roots of that song are right here in Juneau, home of KT Wo-Wo.
So, will you entertain us with it?
Well, I'll sing it for you.
Whoa, a grizzly stole my salmon, but she let me keep my arm. She was just feeding her cubbies. No, she didn't mean no harm. This ain't how we go fishing on my Pennsylvania farm. The grizzly stole my salmon, but she let me keep my arm.
I should mention I've never lived in Pennsylvania. It was just, it needed that many syllables. And it was either Pennsylvania or Indiana or Minnesota, and I just thought it'd be Pennsylvania.
Well, you know, like I told people that you never tell a lie, but...
That's true.
But
it's true that I've never
lived in Pennsylvania. But not everything you say is true.
In South Central Alaska, from May past Labor Day, the salmon are a-running to get upstream to play. The anglers put on waders and stroll into the creek for a thing called combat fishing where they all stand cheek to cheek. Rows and rows of fishers bait their hooks and drop their lines. Wedged between each other, they sometimes get entwined. But it isn't just the humans who go out fishing there. The sportsmen share their favorite spots with big brown grizzly bears. Sows jump in the water, snag those meaty swimmers, toss them to their little cubs who eat them for their dinners. One day a sow got her big paws caught on a fishing line and took away a humpy that I thought was surely mine.
Now, right here, this shows my Chechako-ness here because at the time I wrote the song, I didn't realize that a humpy was an undesirable fish to catch.
And not big enough for a bear.
Well, they're big, but there's just not a whole lot of meat on them at that stage in their lives. So, But it was the Chichaku Chronicles, not the Sourdough Chronicles, so I get a pass on that. Where was I? Old Grizzly stole my salmon, but she let me keep my arm. She was just feeding her cubbies. No, she didn't mean no harm. This ain't how we go fishing on my Pennsylvania farm. The grizzly stole my salmon, but she let me keep my arm. And it goes downhill from there. There's another verse. And somebody reviewed the album at the time it came out in the, I think it was in the Anchorage Press or the Anchorage Daily News or one of those papers. And he said that the album, the tone of the album itself was your obnoxious uncle telling bad jokes. And I took great pride in that.
Only you would take great pride.
Well, because at the very end of the review, he said, give the man his PFD. That's true.
Speaking of which, you've written a song about the PFD.
I have, and much to my extreme distress, it has not sold well at all and has not been played much at all.
Well, we'll give it a play here.
Well, all right.
on KT Whoa Whoa.
Whoa, whoa. It was recorded at the Man Cave in Anchorage, Alaska. And at the end features Rosie O'Doggie and the Hellhound Choir. That's true.
That's why we're going to play the recording, because we couldn't bring Rosie O'Doggie and the Hellhound Choir in.
Yeah, they don't work cheap. I went through a lot of milk bones making that single. So.
All right. Well, let's give it a listen.
Once a year, just because we live up here. How you spend it don't matter to me. Get an old truck or a new TV. You can improve the way you live, or just pick, click, give. But on this we can all agree. Keep your hands off my PFD. Politicians cast an eye, stick their fingers in the pie. The last governor gave it a whack. The new gov says he's gonna pay it back. That money's mine, it ain't no joke. What do I care if the state goes broke? Of a nasty fight in a state that leans just to the right. The crazy irony is this. Ain't nothing more socialist. Now you and I would get along just fine. Steal my woman, drink my wine. Lead a moose to my apple tree. But don't you touch my PFD. Whoa.
Sick 'em, boys. That money's mine.
So you say that no one's wanted to play this song on the radio. You just haven't had any airplay. Is it possibly because they can't figure out what position the song takes, whether it's maybe satire about someone who wants a full PFD, or is it an anthem for the person who wants a full PFD?
Yes. Yes, it is. Both. Or neither. Or a little bit of either. I don't know.
Sometimes it sounds like you're making fun of that person that wants the mega PFD.
Sometimes I am. Sometimes I'm not. Now, mind you, I wrote this song 2 or 3 years ago, not long after our present governor became the present governor. And largely he ran on the PFD issue. And I thought, surely either the governor or some other political hack would try to license the song and I can make a few bucks. No, that was not to be. And the song, surprisingly enough, is still valid from either viewpoint because they still have not solved the problem.
What's your prediction?
My prediction is that song will still be valid 3 more years from now. And I still won't have made a dime off of it.
I just love the lyrics for this. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Is that like, whoa, don't touch my PFD? Is that what that means?
Well, no, I was throwing in your call letters in the hopes that you would play the song where it goes, whoa, 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 whoa. The implication there is, KT, whoa, 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 whoa. That's why.
You want me to play it again? We've already played it once, Dave.
Well, you know, that's why it's not selling. People are playing it once, and they're thinking, okay, people have memorized that now. So I do everything I possibly can to suck up to radio stations, including putting their call letters in as the chorus of a song.
So the lyrics here, the last governor gave it a whack. The new guy says he's going to pay it back. That money's mine. It ain't no joke. What do I care if the state goes broke? That's horrible, Dave.
The writing is horrible or the idea is horrible?
The idea
the writing's pretty good.
The idea is horrible. What do I care if the state goes broke?
Well, there you have it. That's what some people are saying, basically. What do I care if the state goes broke? And in fact, the state is perilously close to doing that.
So what was the actual moment of inspiration for this song?
As with most of my songs lately, the Anchorage Folk Festival was the inspiration. The Anchorage Folk Festival happens at the end of January every year, or every year when there's not a pandemic. Inevitably, along about Christmas or New Year's, a little light goes on and says, you've got to have a new song for the folk festival. Because I'm incredibly lazy as a songwriter. So I thought, well, what can I do? And about that time, there was just a big, ugly fight going on between the governor and some legislators and some other people about the PFD. So I thought, okay, I'll do something about the PFD. And threw in a harmonica and got a bunch of people to sing with me. And I had to make the lyrics easy. That's why the whoa, 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 whoa. I mean, you can't go wrong with that. So I was inspired by politics and frustration with people not being able to listen to each other and come up with a compromise, and the fact that I had to have a new song for the folk festival.
It was kind of what they say, a harmonic convergence.
Yes, yes, it was harmonic. Harmonica convergence.
Harmonica convergence.
And there is, by the way, on YouTube somewhere, there is a recording of that song with a very fine harmonica player, John Cook. It's a fun song, and the audience gets to sing. And it's, anytime you can get the audience to sing along with you, you're doing something good.
For as divisive as the topic is, it is nice to have people sing along with you.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, if I could bring those people together to sing the song. Why can't your buddies in Juneau bring people together to come to some kind of solution to all this?
I don't think many people in Juneau would claim them as their buddies.
Well, that's true. That's
but
true.
That isn't your first foray into politics.
Oh, no.
Years ago, you had a song that was written about then-Governor Sarah Palin.
Nope. Some people assumed that was who it was about. We don't mention that name.
Oh, why?
She is not to be mentioned.
Is she a she who must not be named?
That's the she who must not be named. As Jon Stewart said on The Daily Show one night, if you stand in front of a mirror and say, "You betcha," three times, she magically appears. Try it sometime. She was in my house one night. Scared the heck out of me. What was your question?
My question was about the song that you allegedly wrote about her.
No, the song that some people said was about her. I got my start as a songwriter when I was in college, writing songs about Richard Nixon. I did an entire opera about Richard Nixon. And as soon as I finished it, he resigned. I write this song about someone who might have been governor here, and I had it half written, and she resigned. So, you know, go figure. My songs seem to have unintended effects. But what was your question?
So tell us about this song.
Where am I? I'll tell you about the song. It's a love song. It's about a love affair gone bad. It's about an entire state that was in love with this woman, whoever she might have been. And it was a typical country song. She'd done him wrong. It was a bad breakup. It was a love affair gone bad. And some people interpreted it as being a political song. I guess maybe because it was called Please Don't Ask Me About Her. People kept asking me about her. And that's really what inspired the song. At that point in time, 2008, you can do your political history and find out what happened then. But in 2008, something happened in the presidential race that brought someone to prominence. I got tired of people asking me about her. Now they're asking me about the song. At one point, they said, "Why are you playing that tired old song after all these years? Why are you kicking that dead horse?" And I said, "Hey, I got to sell CDs, man. A buck's a buck."
Well, I don't know if that song has shelf life, but it'd be fun to hear.
It sold a million copies. It sold 1,027 copies.
You're sure not 1,028 copies?
No, 27. They were all in my family, and I counted all of them. I would have sold 28, but I ran out of copies. 1,028.
Let's listen to this song.
That's a swell idea.
Right here on KT Whoa Whoa.
You can ask me about the midnight sun that glows in summertime, or the northern lights of winter whose ribbons blow my mind. You can ask me about the Iditarod or the rendezvous of fur, but please don't ask me about her. Said she loved me, it was just a trick. When she winked at them, I realized she was no maverick. gaze across at Russia and make up words. Oh, please don't ask me about her.
We're back here at KT. Whoa, whoa.
That was a great song, especially if you know the backstory behind it. I think that Alaskans at that time, whenever they traveled outside, they would get asked questions about she who we cannot name right now.
and truth be told, should it be told, I borrowed that idea from an item in The Ear. Do you remember The Ear?
It was a little gossip column in the Anchorage Daily News.
Yeah, there was an item in there one day about how someone local had been to a meeting of Republicans of some sort on the East Coast of Lower 48, and somebody from Alaska had made some buttons up, and the button said, "I'm from Alaska, and please don't ask me about her." And I thought, whoa, there's a song there. So I don't know. Somebody in Alaska for the past however many years it's been, is probably saying, "That guy stole my idea." He or she is right. I did steal that idea.
Well, let's just call it inspiration.
I was inspired by that idea.
Well, in wrapping things up here, Dave.
Oh, no. Is my time up already? I'm having such a good time.
I am, too. I have to admit it. It's been fun sitting here talking with you, hearing you reminisce and hearing the backstories on some of these songs. What you working on next?
Retirement. I'm old, Rhonda. I'm 87 years old, or close to it. I don't know. Maybe I'm 33. I just can't remember.
It comes with age sometimes.
Yeah. No, actually, what I'm working on now is, I've got this leftover song from the pandemic, and my vision of the song is like an old New York doo-wop kind of song. And I've written the one line, and I wrote it a year ago, and I haven't done anything with it. So if anybody wants to steal this, by all means, go ahead. I hope you have as much success with it as I've had with other of my compositions.
But maybe this will be the $1 million copy.
Yeah, and somebody will steal it and make $1 million, like Jimmy Buffett did with Margaritaville. You know, that was one of my songs. It was originally called Frozen Margaritaville. But anyhow, that's a whole other thing. This would be called 6 feet away. 6 feet away, 6 feet away. Can't make love to my baby when she's 6 feet away. Whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa, 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 whoa. I'm really having fun here on KT. Whoa, whoa.
And I think we're just going to leave it there, Dave. Nice having you visit.
Thank you.
Hurricane Dave.
Thank you, Rhonda. This has indeed been a rare pleasure. And next time you're desperate for someone to have on your show, try getting somebody with talent. Thank you, Rhonda. It's been good.
Well, you do have one talent, Dave, and that's to make people laugh. It's been great. Thank you.
Yes.
Up next, a bird by the same name would still have the same tweet, right? Juno Audubon Society weighs in on that when we come back.